Barb Bickford from the state DNR estimates 13 million pounds of medication and personal care products are sold in Wisconsin annually. Only 2% is collected, meaning it doesn't go into the garbage or the toilet.
Some of the challenges are destruction. All the waste that is collected has to be transported outside of the state. We have no incinerators left in Wisconsin.
Chemicals come from a variety of everyday activities, washing flame-retardant clothes, using antibacterial soaps or hygiene products with microparticles, and taking prescription drugs. Dr. Bruce Barra is a family physician in Verona. He said society, in his opinion, has become pill-happy to the point we may be causing more harm than good.
Medications approved through the FDA require some statistical proof of benefit, but they almost universally neglect to properly assess harms. It can be in the environment, can be in the individuals and in society.
One example is the effect of low levels of Prozac on fathead minnows. UW-Milwaukee School of Freshwater Sciences recently did a study indicating behavior changes in the native fish when exposed to the antidepressant. Associate Professor Rebecca Clapper.
They become less interested in going after their prey. And the other thing is they become very obsessive compulsive about cleaning their nest to the point where it decreases their reproduction.
Clapper says more research is needed before determining which chemicals to regulate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.